Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
Luke chapter 7, verses 6 to 8. Jesus was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." Military people understand orders. "Yes, sir," "Yes, ma'am," are followed by a salute. Military people know to whom they are speaking because of rank. The Roman centurion at Capernaum was a military man, commander of 100 soldiers. But he was something more. He was a believer. Extraordinarily generous, he built a Jewish synagogue in Capernaum. Obviously, he knew about Jesus' miracles. He already trusted Jesus' power to answer his request, if the Lord, according to his wisdom and purposes, was willing. Yet he did not approach Jesus directly. He asked local church leaders, the elders of the Jews, to ask Jesus to heal his dying servant. And then, when Jesus indicated his willingness to help by setting out toward the centurion's house, another messenger was sent. Consider the centurion's message to Jesus with particular application to your own prayers to God. "I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed." That day, his dying servant was totally healed without Jesus ever getting into the house. So, what do you learn from this? When you pray, remember to whom you're speaking. "Yes, I am a sinner, coming to my holy God. I deserve nothing, but trusting in God's love that moved him to send Jesus as my Savior, plus his wisdom and power, I can pray, 'If it be your will, just give the order, Lord.' The answer won't always be yes. The Lord's wisdom may lead him to say no, or wait for the best time." The confidence comes from knowing to whom you are speaking. Gracious God and Father, help me confidently remember to whom I am speaking whenever I pray to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.